And here we go, game two underway between the Avalanche and the Wild. What's in store for us tonight? Let's find out. Here's Brett Kulak. Stick briefly held there, Logan O'Connor's, but play continues. And it's hammered on net by Jeff Petrie, who's inserted into the lineup, as you heard from Sean Reynolds, in place of Zach Bogosian. It's McKinnon dropping it back. Nature's backhand, and he scores! Just like that, the Colorado Avalanche have the opening goal.
One of those 15 goals in game one, 14 of them, 14 of them past goaltenders. The big boys for each team did not score a goal. McKinnon did in the open net. This is the first one of the series in the playoffs for Natchez. He had three assists in game number one, but it's McKinnon with that speed on the transition. He drives everybody back as he cuts to the middle, finds the back of the net for a 1-0 lead.
First shot, first goal, and for Natchez, here's a goal right off the bat as Kirill Kaprizov comes in to return fire, and this game is tied all of a sudden at one apiece. My oh my.
Here we go again. And for Kaprizov, he was a little quiet in game one. One assist, only one shot on net. And he is a game breaker. This is a quick play off the faceoff. And a beautiful little backhand pass by Hartman. Gets a little bit of a bounce off the skate. It's a great pickup by Kaprizov. And he picks the corner up over top of the glove. Makar says, that's on me. Hey, we have to be better.
In game one, both Middleton and Spurgeon minus three each. Here comes Urov. Towards the net, sharp angle shot, and it's Wedgwood making the stop, hugging the post. He dishes, Tarasenko couldn't handle the pass, and then he stripped Wav the puck, who might have taken a stick up high, and we have whistles on the play here. And the Minnesota Wild have had trouble on the penalty kill these playoffs, to say the least. Here's Godry, over to Makar. He dishes. Natchez guides it over, and a goal from Gabriel Landeskog.
And this Avalanche power play is starting to get hot. They've had a power play goal in the last three games. Game four versus the Kings, game one power play goal. And right here, just a quick work off the faceoff, move it down low. It's a quick pass by McKinnon and to Landeskog. You can see Middleton tries to go down and take this pass away, but McKinnon completes that.
Feeding down low, now it's Nick Foligno twisting and turning. He moves it to Hughes, a quick pass just missed by Faber. Puck kept in by Kelly, he puts it on net, and there's Gustafson's first save of the night. Another blast from the point. Gustafson getting a little rubber there to warm himself up. Had a bit of trouble with that pass. Now Makar dancing at the blue line, wrist shot! And he can find those shooting lanes, but this time it's Philip Gustafson who finds. McKinnon arrives again for puck support. All the way up there is Taves. Makar to the middle. Natchez long range shot. Hit traffic shot! Saved by Gustafson with the right pad.
Brock Nelson's going to head to the penalty box here for 2 minutes. Here's the chance earlier on
in the first frame. Minnesota controlling off the faceoff. Hughes, a pass to the slot. Kaprizov one-timer! And it's swallowed up by Wedgwood. Kaprizov with it again. Boldy from the high slot, shooting! Puck available! Recovered and moved away, but not out. Another shot on there, Wedgwood! It sticks to him. We have whistles on the play despite the goal mouth scramble.
Down, then it gets bulldozed over right on top of Wedgwood. That's a high one. And that puck was just bobbling around in front of Wedgwood. Couldn't come up with it. Finally freezes the puck. But a lot of action around the Avalanche netminder on this power play. And Ryan Hartman's the one that's been standing right in front as a distraction.
Zuccarello plays it back. One touch pass. Hughes now. All the way back to Boldy. Wrist shot. Fought off by Wedgwood. And puck cleared by Burns. The two goals to start us off tonight that were 6 seconds apart, tied for the fifth fastest by two teams in playoff history. Second period action underway here in a one-goal game. Entering tonight, team-high 15 blocks for Brett Kulak. Nelson guides it up to Colton, who dishes. Scores!
Turnovers in this game are costly. Turnovers in game number one were costly as well. This one up to the middle is turned over by the Avalanche as they pick it off. And watch Nick Waugh gets to this spot, put backhand to forehand. That is a quick release. Now it's from distance as Colton finds him.
Working on Tarasenko, showing off some skill. A quick shot, and Gustafsson has it. A sigh of relief for him there, as you can tell. As Kaprizov has it, he's dancing. Kaprizov backhand feed out front, and it's collected by Nelson. But the Wild quickly get it back.
Gets his head up and goes, yeah, I'm not going to move. You're not going to move. Okay, we're going to see who's going to come out on top of this one. They both run into each other.
Boldy and Johansson all the way up there. Yurov gets it right back. Faber shoots on net. Wedgwood not taking any chances.
We're going to play a lot, and obviously on the other side is Devon Taves and Cale Makar, who missed a big chunk of the first period in game number one, but he made up for it in that game, and he also made up in the second period, over 9 minutes of play for Makar.
Not your fault, a little screen trouble there, here in the booth. Taken care of though now as Trennan forces his way into the zone. Makar pass over, Tarasenko denied by Wedgwood.
And it's on the breakout. Trennan with a pretty good pickup, and he stays with a bouncing puck, but this pass by Makar finds Tarasenko. He scored a beauty goal. I know Sean Reynolds did the breakdown on that, the Forsberg goal wraparound. He tries the backhand on this one quick, trying to get it through, a little fake punch.
Dishes. Hartman shoots. Traffic in front. Hartman now with a Zuccarello. Takes a look. Zuccarello to Hartman. Hartman across. Kaprizov. Pass intercepted by Taves. And Drury moves it up. He's got an opportunity. Herschel 2-on-1. Drury shoots. It's off the side of the net. Brock Nelson at the wall. Zuccarello tried to dig it free. Taves just moves it up. And now Quinn Hughes. He's hit hard by Lehkonen. Waiting. Still with it. Back to Makar. Back to Gaudry. Landeskog moves it. Gaudry. Cross ice. Lehkonen scores!
Third period for the Avalanche, working around, wait for the chances. A beautiful pass by Kadri. He finds that seam. It's a little buttering up, just waiting for that line to open up. Just puts it by the stick, and for Makinen, gets this cross grain, but he gets all of this one bar in. What a shot.
Johansson protecting the puck, finds an open Hunt. O'Connor all over him. Puck down low. Yurov, a pass in front of his goal. Marcus Johansson answering back for the Wild, and they are in within two.
This is just a solid shift after a goal against on the power play by the Avalanche. Go to work, use the behind the net, get the puck down deep again, use it to maintain possession. You're off with a beautiful pass out to Johansson in the slot, fights off a check from Kulak, somehow puts this pass right through. You can see Parker Kelly gets a little piece of it en route. It actually deflects it more into the wheelhouse though, just maybe the heel. And for Johansson, goals in back-to-back games in the series, off the shoulder play for the Avalanche, undisciplined penalty in the offensive zone.
Pass across, fabulous save by Gustafsson. Zuccarello looks. Zuccarello passing. Burns got his stick on it. Swatted at it. 10 seconds to go. Lifted out by Nichushkin. And it's straight into the net.
Has that reach and size. He looks up. He puts this one perfectly into the air. This one has a good bounce too.
Series in the Colorado Avalanche. Getting it done in Denver, Final score 5-2. Colorado looking unstoppable.